Narrative Frameworks 46 Alignment. Our natural state is alignment. Alignment of all aspects of ourselves within ourself. Alignment of all the different parts of ourselves within the whole of ourselves as individuals. And with that individual to the whole of love and life itself. So just like anything else, alignment exists on different scales. We can align to our own particular life urges, the impulse of life running through us, and what life needs to accomplish through us, to experience through us, to know through us, to express through us. An alignment with the greater principles of life itself, the principles of life that are not an intellectual discussion, but are a self-evident actuality. When you see trees growing or flowers blooming or animals in their natural habitat, or the breath, these things are not arguable, these things are not up for debate. These things are the principles of life. And how does life thrive? How does life flourish? It thrives and flourishes in itself. When it's taken out of alignment through distorted individuals creating distorted activity, i.e. activity away from the principles of life, then life is not itself in its experience. And a lack of alignment causes suffering, causes anguish, causes disease. And if life exists in its own natural state, then what is the world that we have created? Perhaps ideally this world would be a mirror image to life. It would be a celebration of life. It would be a affirmation of life. It would be a free flow of life. But in civilized human society, this is not what we have. We have all manner of walls and boxes and rules and regulations. And you could argue that these exist to serve life. But you could also see that perhaps, in principle, this might be a good ideal to have. In actuality, it doesn't always serve life. The structures that we set up to serve life do not always serve life, despite the best intentions. And sometimes the best intentions are not there as a result of the lack of alignment with the wider principles of life beyond self-interest. And the world could be seen as a departure from the principles of life as they are in terms of life essence, that unmanifest and total absolute love. The world is a manifest experience, and so some departure from the unmanifest absolute is apparently necessary. So taking this idea that the world is a removal from absolute love in order that an experience can happen, in order that many experiences can happen, and through those experiences love comes back to itself. Human beings, we leave love behind, because in unmanifest absolute love there's nothing happening. We weren't even born. There's just this like cosmic womb of the universe, this bright light essence, unborn, unmanifest. The very birth of us into form, of love into human form and countless other forms, the very birth of us could be seen as a departure from our essential nature. And just rolling with this idea for a while, we can see that in this way, if the world is not allowed to be a natural extension of love, or if the players within it don't remember their love, which inevitably we don't, because if we remembered it, we'd just sit in timeless meditation, perhaps. The fact that we forget the pure peace of our being, means that in many ways the world is a distortion of being, an insane asylum for those who know not their love, and are thus claiming to live, claiming to be outside of it, whilst on the surface saying, oh no, no, I am love still, I am love. But the very birth into experience is a claiming to be outside of all that is. Or is it the divine expression of pure being? The divine expression of pure being, this is our alignment. Are we aligned? Are we taking the meditative core, the essential source nature of our being, into our actions? Or are our actions a departure from this core? We get out of alignment. Why? Is this place unnatural? Out of alignment, unaligned, malaligned, maligned, malignant. The cancer on the host, apparently part of the organism, but destroying it. Apparently living, but destroying life. The very life we were born from. Destroying life is not a natural rhythm of peace. Destroying life is not a natural rhythm of life. Is it? Our natural state is alignment. So align your individual soul to the universal. Not just fading into it, necessarily, but knowing it. Knowing your universal nature whilst appearing in this universal form. Sorry, knowing your universal nature whilst appearing in this individual form. And living out this universal nature from this core place within. Align your individual soul to the universal, not just fading into it necessarily, but knowing it and living out from this core place within, this inner point of pure being. Don't be distanced from ultimate love. Be an expression of it. Be it in expression. This is what we are. And yes, there are constraints of circumstance and individual limitations. These are the learning ground of experience. And this learning ground of experience is the experience of pure and total love. Constraints are the means by which there is a part progressing through a landscape or through a circumstance or through a situation. Journey needs constraints. Without constraints, there is no journey. There is just the pure peace of total being. Can we know we are the pure peace of total being? Live within apparent constraints. Work with and through our apparent limitations. To serve the essence that is most true, the essence of who we are. So our journey is no longer a distorted misalignment, but our journey is informed by the deeper parts of our nature we are connected to. We work to become connected to. We journey to become connected to. No longer are we misaligned because no longer are we disconnected. You're making efforts to connect which is most true to life. We are aligning to the principles of love that we can then live out in the world, to create a world aligned with love and not a world distanced from it.